assume French does.
I will start with that chart and go from there.
Yeah, sure.
And then there's always, you can always ask Merck. I mean, it's just Merck.com.
This is yours? Do you want to pitch right?
They haven't made this instrument in many years. What'd you pay for it?
I don't remember. How much did I spend on that pedal journal? I think I spent about $400-$600 on like all the instruments I could carry in several trips.
Like this plus two shallow notes.
Right, and let me see where I'm at.
I'll give you $300 for this just the way it looks.
If I can't play it by next year, I will take you up on that.
No, I'm going to keep that this afternoon.
Maybe if you'll be here next year,
maybe a year
to learn it. If I haven't learned it by then, I should have
it.
It's so fun.
Sounds like the reed is a little split somewhere.
Maybe. It looks like you've got a little crumb
here.
Yeah,
that's been there.
Yeah, it's close to soon enough.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's the next note down.
And I don't remember curl fingers.
There's a C.
All. Yeah. Okay. Oh, maybe that's what it was. So you don't have any holes down at all when you're. Now, is there.
The same note. There's two holes there.
It's missing a spring.
These are really cool.
So that's probably up all the time.
Yeah.
They're like resin or wood?
That's
quite the find.
Yeah, this is.
Don't you love the fact that
the way I
next
see it,
step
if people
is like,
literally
why?
Just had some of the stuff we got now, they would hesitate.
Frail and delicate.
Miles, like sewing machines. Oh my god.
No, yeah, I would start from there.
Yeah, well, he's
missing. Because you really only need, you know, that octave and an eighth. So, I mean, you can do a full scale off of here just with the recorder fingering and knowing this hole.
What key do you think it's in?
I don't know. I got a tuner back to camp.
Blow that full finger. That can't be right. That's E right there. Probably not. Let's see. So
it's a bass.
So let's see. A bass curl would be in C, and a tenor in F, probably, and a alto in C.
I've been going by Davros
and treble in, because that's got to be treble. Treble in F, probably.
Yeah, this instrument's worth.
Try playing three fingers. Let's see if that's a solid note.
I'm not too impressed with the sound guide, but
Oh, that's a nice note.
That's your read.
She likes it.
I tell you what, this would be worth. This would be worth. I mean, you get a small box. Ship this off to Lorraine, have them look at it, clean it, adjust it, tune it, fix your little spring. Maybe he might replace those pads.
Other instruments with broken springs, I put a rubber band around to hold it open.
It would be worth for him, what the tuning is, okay. What the charts are, but okay. That's a...
I think I saw
I carry a copy of the fingering chart for this one because I've been playing with it. You've got all kinds of crap in there.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, she's brought all her toys.
Rufus.
That is not bad. Was this from the seal too?
Yeah.
I got the fingering chart for this.
That would be nice.
Email me and I'll email it to you. Because before Merck shut that, because they announced 2 months before they were shutting that division, and I dumped down all the fingering charts. Because you never know.
That's right. Oh, I need to go do that.
My college professor has two guns.
Oh, I may have to borrow. Do you have, like, chump fingering charts?
I think I just bookmarked them or something.
I got all the, I dumped all the Merc fingering charts.
I have a tenor chump that's Merc that I don't, I've lost the fingering chart for.
No, because they weren't making a tenor at the end.
It's old. It's old.
I don't know what happened. Right.
Yeah.
Basically, had the cell had all these instruments, and then had this filing cabinet with like thousands of unlabeled reeds.
Look at the key on that.
Yeah, very cool.
Oh, wow,
that's cool.
This is quality.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's even the right reed.
Looks like
the
white.
Yeah, it looks
I was
like
able
it.
To get the
looks
out.
Like the white reed. You want to soak it? You want to?
I have a college professor that plays that, like, somewhat professionally. Yeah, she's a.
What's her name?
Andrea Gullickson? Dr. Andrea Gullickson.
Mm. Look, that's it a minute. That's a, and
she had a nickel. The player told me that there isn't the right read on
that. Ah! I think this is the instrument right. I have on there, do not buy.
Dun, da, da.
But send it to Lorraine and it'll make it all better, right?
Well, the trouble is, you find on eBay.
That was one I found easiest to play.
Yeah, you find. Do you soak the reed or do you just play dry?
I just
play
it dry. I don't know what I was supposed to do.
Well, let's you play your instrument.
Oh, that. No, as in easy as like I can get sounds out of it. That doesn't mean that I'm not a player of these things. I'm not a player of these things. I would like to be, but. I mean, I can get sounds. Please do. I can get sounds out of it, basically. Which is different from being a player.
I have no idea.
What a muscular.
Wow. Idea what's going on, don't I? This has a nice little tone too.
Yep.
That's a pretty
can I see?
Well, that qualifies as what now?
Baroque
oboe. What? A
Baroque oboe. Baroque oboe. That's the transition between the charm and the modern oboe. So it's louder
Baroque
than the
oboe. Okay.
It's somewhere between in volume. My question is, yeah, this thing is.
Is it theoretically a Rush fife?
Grow a second.
Welcome to La Band.
Now you know why we're in the amphitheater, not over here.
Yeah. Now you know why we talk so loud. What?
Oh my gosh, the professor is so loud, like when he's talking in general.
I think this thing was made in Germany. They sell these things on eBay.
Weistein.
And they're marked, sound good with bagpipes. Now the problem with them, they don't necessarily match with anything other than bagpipes. So if you want to take this out there and play with the loud band, it might not work.
Yep.
Now this instrument, you can tell right now has some problems because that last note is right here, and I bet you have a hell of a time getting your little finger on that. Where if you look at all the other ones, it moves over. So you get your pinky on. And that's what one of the things that Lorraine fixed on these is they adjusted that. Whether this one's worth being repaired to that past him, I'm sure a different reed would make it. Robin's probably a better player than I am.
That's way too quiet, though.
What?
It's way too quiet even for Baroque oboe, so I'm not doing something right. Or the reed's closing.
Could be the reed.
I don't know if that's right.
The reed's probably been 10 years, hasn't touched in 10 years. Can you pay how much for these?
Oh, I missed that comment. What was
she paid? She got all these. She paid $600 for all the instruments she could carry in two trips.
Wow.
I mean, but
you know,
either of those.
I was so enjoying your class
more than
$600. So enjoying your class for a moment, this just ruined it for me.
I should have told everyone. Next time that happens, I'll kill
everyone. Either of those is worth more than $600. So,
yeah, curl alone,
even
yeah.
if this thing is a piece of crap, God, this one that can make a great table lamp. You did, wow!
That's what we got our green face recorder. They had it up in the attic and no one knew what it was. They put it on eBay for like $200.
That's
actually
playing with anybody. Who cares?
Yeah, if you're not playing with anyone, it's not a bad deal, and that's actually the sort of thing that Voldemort plays. Yeah.
Really?
And actually, a lot of theirs are actually bagpipe chanters, which they just put a cap on rather than play with the bag. Which might exactly be what that is. He's having trouble getting that bottom note.
Yeah, that's really in the wrong
The whole
spot.
Placement is unfortunate, but yeah. You know, you could certainly sit by yourself under a tree somewhere and have a good time.
Go play for belly dancers, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
It's in tune with drums.
It's in tune with drums, that's a good way to put it. Very fun.
Yeah, my email is on the paper if you want to email me questions. I'll definitely, you email me, I'll email you the fingering chart for your oboe.
I think I may have, bookmarked pages or something stupid like that.
Well, Mark took those pages down, so. I haven't seen another one of them come up. I don't know who made it, I don't know where it came from, I don't know why I was stupid enough to buy it.
Well, that's what happens when you start collecting instruments.